Good morning. This is Lee Bevel, founder of Foundation Financial Concepts and Wealth Strategist. Hope you're having a great day. In today's topic, I'm going to look a little bit at real estate as a whole and as a specific asset class. And real estate's a huge, huge asset class. And most of the time, we're not talking about what's traded, even though traded real estate or REITs, real estate investment trust, are beginning to have sold off quite a little bit in the last year or so. And, you know, I'm looking for some type of a bottom possibility to take place. But normally I don't deal with the publicly traded as much because of their natural volatility, but they're liquid. But real estate as a whole, if you think about it, I mean, there's a risk in any kind of investment you make. Whether you make it direct yourself, whether you buy somebody out, whether you public or some kind of other offering with special tax privileges. If you think about it, other than land, when you have buildings, you have rental income, and yet you can depreciate. So, you know, it's kind of funny. You have a depreciating, you have an asset that's going up in value over time, but you're able to depreciate it. So that's one of the big advantages of real estate. Plus, you can leverage it a little bit easier, too. And higher interest rates that we've had recently has been a negative for real estate, which has brought some of them's value back in line with what I think is more attractive. Trying to predict when the bottom might be is something you can't ever do. The crystal ball doesn't work. But let me talk about one particular asset class that I've dealt with quite a bit that has had a nice historical return. And some of these type of investments I'm talking about, you have to be an accredited investor. And so I'm not talking about, you know, assets that are necessarily, you have to be a accredited investor, but most of the offerings that are available, you have to be. But self-storage, there's a Forbes article just recently that on average, the occupancy of 92% and outperformed all other asset classes in 2021. It was self-storage. I think if you look at self-storage versus multifamily versus other industrial office, et cetera, you're looking at, you know, over 10-year time periods. You could go back 40 years, and it's been outperforming every 10 years. One thing that's associated with self-storage is, it used to be people think it would be hoarders, but now 40% of Americans rent a self-storage unit. That's in part sometimes to the four Ds: death, divorce, downsizing, dislocation. And last three of these come during challenging economic times, such as recession. And historically, homeowners with smaller homes use self-storage more. But the percentage of owners with larger homes is getting higher. It can be used for warehousing of, say, files for a company that don't have enough space. Most of them are mom-and-pop operations. And what we find investing is they're buying those out because they're more efficient. And unfortunately, I'd like to talk more about self-storage, but there's not the time today. So tune in next week to Talk Radio 930 WTAD and search for me in foundationfinancialconcepts.com. That's foundationfinancialconcepts.com. Or email me at leebevel@foundationfinancialconcepts.com, located at 2240 Broadway here in Quincy.
The material discussed today is for informational purposes only, does not constitute direct investment advice, and is not legal or tax advice. Investments are not suitable for all investors, so please consult the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance. Investments in any security may involve a high degree of risk and should only be considered by investors who can withstand the loss of their investment. Prospective investors should perform their own due diligence carefully and review the risk factors before considering any investment. Past performance and any forecasts do not guarantee future results. Securities offered through Concord Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. Foundation Financial Concepts is independent of Concord.